Okay, so go ahead and open a section, one verse out of Romans 12. So we're continuing on with the one anothering section of our series that we're doing. And if you were here 2 weeks ago, one of the series, that first one was on love one another. And essentially, every other one that we're going to be looking at, all the other one another's that we're looking at, subjection with loving one another. So last week, we looked at what it meant to be devoted to one another. And this week we're going to do one honoring one another. And again, as we go through these, pay close attention to the original one of love one another. So a real quick little joke right here. One day, a group of four young friends were talking about what they would like to do with their lives when they grow up. The first friend said, "I want to be a congressman so I can draft laws to benefit my countrymen." The third guy says, "I want to be a doctor so I can cure my countrymen." The fourth guy says, "I want to live in the country where y'all three are at." So sometimes it's a little joke, but sometimes that we do in our life from a selfish standpoint. And I think we would all say that it's wrong to be selfish, self-centered, or whatever you want to look at. But I promise you, selfishly on many occasions. I'll give you one question real quick. Have you ever thought about giving something to the needy or giving something to somebody? That buy something, but you would buy a lesser quality of whatever you buy than you would buy for yourself. Yeah, quite frequently. And we're all guilty of that. And so is that being a little bit more self-centered on yourself than it is when you're doing something for somebody else? I mean, it happens a lot when we do these things. So today is, as we go through, we're going to look at what it means to honor. So let's look at the scripture first before we get started. So Romans 12, verse 10. Be kindly affection to one another with brotherly love to one another. So I want to look real quick at a whole bunch of translations for this, and then we're gonna back up. I'm gonna go forward, and then we'll come. NIV says, honor one another above yourselves. I like that one. New American Standard says, give preference to one another in honor. King James says, in honor, preferring one another. I'm sorry, it says, be eager to show respect for one another. The English Standard Version says, outdo one another in showing honor. Christian Standard Version, take the lead. And anybody looked at the translation called the Message or the MSG? Has anybody looked at that? So this guy who was a pastor and an evangelist wrote this, and he'll tell you straight up, it's not a direct translation. So he didn't take the Greek and translate it into another version like NIV. What he did was went through several versions of translations and paraphrased everything in today's languages. It's a lot of flack because it's not a direct translation, but it's, I think in a lot of cases, it would help, especially people, new Christians that have never been taught other versions of the Bible. And it's a today's language type thing. But listen what it says of that same one, Phil. I thought that may be the best of all of them when you look at it. All right. So let's back up and look. Now we know what the translation says. It's an interesting sentence in the Greek language because it only has three Greek words in it. So all those translations that we just read come from three Greek words. So the first simply means to show honor, respect, or reverence for somebody. The second Greek word really translates, and it translates like this. It says to one another. In other words, if you would say that to say, we're friends, and I'll treat you the same that I treat everyone else. It's a reciprocal thing to it. All right. But here's an interesting this verse. It's the only time this word's used, and it means preferring, leading, and the main one is outdoing. So you could translate that as you would outdo for others than you do for yourself. Interesting point. We'll come back to this. Come back to this in a little bit. But so a few things on that. So, right, and honoring others, considering everyone is precious and valuable. One way to show that is to put their needs, wants, and desires above our own. Now, if I were to ask you in your family, but in your family, is there anybody in your family that you put their needs, wants, and desires above your own? I think everybody would say yes, right? Or it's a spouse or a child or a grandchild or probably grandchildren hit the top rank of all that, right? That we do that. So let's say that's person A for you. Now, think of two or three of your closest friends, all right? Non-family, close to the same person you just thought of. for their needs, wants, and desires.
No.
No.
Close.
Close but no cookie, right? Was it saying close to some accounts and horseshoes?
Yeah.
So now then, if you expand that out to people that you know that you wouldn't consider the closest friends, would you put their needs, wants, and desires equal that with that first person?
No.
No, you wouldn't. Be honest with you, it probably is not feasible to do a lot to the needs, wants, and desires. But if anybody's willing to do that, I'll give you a list after Sunday school for me. But it's just financially or time-wise, it's impossible, right? It's impossible to do that for all acquaintances, even to do it for all your friends, and to be honest with you, for all your family, right? So you just don't have those. So let's look at when we look at honor and desires, let's look at it more from a biblical standpoint and from a Christian standpoint. Okay. Now let me go back and ask the question in another manner. Of your that you consider that their needs and wants and desires as a Christian are at the top of your list. In other words, you know, that they are saved, that they live a Christian at the top of the list. Yeah. Would you do it for your close friends? Yeah. Would you do it for people you don't even know? Yeah. So when you look at it, when you look at honor, and we're gonna look at what honor means here in a minute, you can look, right? So there's two different avenues to look at. So let's get a little deeper into it, all right? William Temple said this concerning humility. He said, humility does not mean thinking less of yourself than other people, nor does it freedom from thinking about yourself one way or the other at all. All right? One guy wrote, he says, if you're like me, you have to struggle when putting these concepts and principles into practice. All right? That's what we're talking about a second. More concerned about securing the honor for ourselves and advancing our own reputations than we are doing so for others. Before you say no, just listen to the rest of this. All right? Backing up in a few verses in Romans, Paul tells him one thing. He says, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. Go on with that. He says, but the tendency for many of us, we think way too much of ourselves and too little of others. So I had a, I've said this before in here, but when I worked for Unilever years ago, one of our VPs gave us a book marked in this book. And he did this every year. He gave everybody a book or something every year at Christmas, you know, for us to read that coming year to help you as being a better manager. And he highlighted this section in there. And he says, if you use this couple of imagery, and here's what that said. And this is what the quote said. And the quote said, we judge ourselves by our intentions. We judge others by the results. That's exceptionally true, isn't it? So if you just trying to do the right thing, I'm trying to do it. But if you have somebody that works for you, you mess up, you don't have the same attitude? Probably not.
So you're paying them.
Exactly.
You're taking work.
Yeah, you do. So you know, and I think sometimes up in what honor truly is, and we look at this. So let's look at we'll look here at some more applications of this. All right. For some of it's easier to obey the commands, mourn with those who mourn, than it is to obey the commands, rejoice with those who rejoice. Why is that? Because rejoicing, honoring, gift, or accomplishment. It may be something more we have received or accomplished, we find ourselves being jealous or envious. Rather than thinking about them, we think of ourselves more. One of the best. So you remember, King Saul was out, David comes along. He volunteers to take on the giant. With faith in God, David steps up and defeats the giant with sings and song. So Saul was pretty pleased with David and what he had done. And but you remember what the women of Israel was singing? Remember that story? So the song went like this. Now, so what did Saul do for that? So he was furious. And he said, they credited the tens of the thousands to David, but they only credited me with thousands. What more can he have but the kingdom than he did? All right, so let's go on and look at another one right here real quick. You remember the case with Aaron and Miriam, Moses' siblings? They didn't like the fact that Moses was the one talking to God, right? And the Bible says Moses hasn't he also spoken through us, right? And you know God disciplined them for their thoughts. And you know you could there's a whole bunch of different examples in the Bible where mad or got mad because other people were receiving the praise. A little jealousy going on there, right? So now then, so God, one guy wrote this. He says, God has made it clear on how valuable each of us are to him. He values each person the way God does. Now, let's come back to our little comparison that we did. Would you say that every person, race, creed, color, whatever it is, their soul's just as important as your soul? Is one person beside them? No. Is it easier sometimes to talk to or evangelize one person than it is another one? Is it easier to talk to the whoever, the person that has a good job about Christ? Or is it easier to talk to that person than it is the drunk or the drug addict? Maybe. You know?
Probably, you know, you measure the person, receptive.
Yeah.
One might be more receptive than the other.
Yeah. And it's not about, they're not rejecting us, right? So let's look at the application here. Let's go ahead and get started with that. So if we look at who, this whole thing that I've been playing these questions with y'all guys is, who should we honor? Who is it that we should honor? All right. According to the Bible, we should honor many different people. All right. So then the Holy Spirit, that's one of the must, right? He's worthy of our praise and deserves our honor, right? Revelations 5:12 says this, worthy is the Lamb who is slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Right? Second, we must honor everybody. First Peter says this, honor everyone. Love the brothers and the emperor. Now, do you think that would be odd that Peter would write that? Honor the emperor. Right? Who? That's what I was fixed to ask. Anybody know who the emperor was during Peter's time? Nero. Remember what Nero did to the Christians? Made torches out of them. Honor them. So our society is quick full of the beautiful and the talented. So let me ask you a question. I'm full of questions today. All right, y'all remember seeing the movie Men in Black? Actually, I want one of those to take away people's driver's license. I'd love to have one of those. But if you had that or the ability to snap your fingers and the whole world, we all lived in the same size house, we all drove, everybody was pretty, and
I'm
everybody.
Like a Democrat.
My eyes closed. And everybody was pretty. Fires, would they be any of these people that you would that people put above other people? Yeah. So and obviously we know that's not the world, right? Then you don't have the athletes, because trust me, if somebody that has been on TV or wrote written a book, anything about being a Christian in the news and be downgraded.
It's almost like communism.
Pardon?
It's almost like communism.
Yes. But if you let look at how many of the athletes have done the things they've done. How many of the politicians have done the things they've done? Nothing, right? I mean, it just over people's heads. One of the high flyers and the ones that we look at on top, right? Third, so let's look at what Peter was talking about, and this was when he came, honoring everyone, including those who are in authority over us. Back to my years at Unilever, I had one guy to tell me one time I actually worked. And it was a VP that I was under and wasn't a very nice person. He ended up getting fired from Unilever. Was not a very nice person. And I was talking to another one of the VPs one day, and I said something about how little I cared for this VP. And he says, people, because of their position, doesn't mean you honor it because of the person. And there is truth in that, you know. And in the corporate world, those from the corporate world, you find out, unfortunately, that gets very true very quick, whether it's you get stuck with that more than you really want to. Paul gave this instructions. All who are under the yoke as slaves should regard their own masters as worthy of all respect, so that God's name and his teaching will not be blasphemed. Bosses are often the brunt of ridicule, sarcasm. Some may be well-deserved, but should not be the attitude or actions of Christians. Where we should show honor and respect are that of children to their parents and church members to honor the church leaders on the church they attend. There's a lot of truth in that, right? So, who should we honor? Everybody, including God and those in authority, that we honor others above ourselves, right? A few examples right here. So, a good biblical example of that. Abraham and his nephew Lot. You remember that story? So, it's Lot, the servants, because their flocks were getting too big, and they began to fight over grazing rights, right? So, Abraham and Lot decided they needed to separate the two households, put some distance between them. And here's an interesting thing. You remember what Lot said you choose? If you go to the right, I'll go to the left, and vice versa. Rather than putting himself first, Abraham put Lot first. He honored him above him. Here's an impressive story about Queen Elizabeth. I thought this was pretty, you remember she died back in September. A reception honoring a musician named Sir Robert Mayer on his 100th birthday. An elderly British socialite named Lady Diana Cooper fell into conversation with a friendly woman who seemed to know her well, but whose shielding eyesight prevented her from recognizing her fellow guests until she appeared more closely at the magnificent diamonds the lady was wearing and realized she was talking to Queen Elizabeth. Overcome with embarrassment, Lady Diana, and I'm sorry, ma'am, I didn't recognize you without your crown. This is what Queen Elizabeth said back. It meant so much to me that this was Sir Robert's evening that I decided to leave the crown behind. So, So she, you know, obviously didn't show herself with. Another word, quick one. Booker T. Washington. Anybody know Booker T. Washington? Renowned black educator. Says, shortly after Alabama, he was walking in an exclusive section of town when he was stopped by a wealthy white woman. Not knowing him, the lady asked him, would he like to earn a few dollars by chopping wood for her? Because he had no pressing business needs, proceeded to do the humble chore that the lady had requested him. When he was finished, he carried the logs in the house and stacked them beside the fireplace. After Mr. Washington left, the neighbor girl who had recognized him revealed his identity to the lady and apologized profusely. It's perfectly all right, ma'am, he replied. Occasionally, I enjoy a little manual labor. Besides, it's always delightful to do something for a friend. Not long afterwards, she showed her admiration by persuading her wealthy acquaintances to join her in donating thousands and thousands of dollars to the Institute. So, and that I've had available to read. One big one was, everybody knows who Michael Jordan is, right? So Michael Jordan was inducted into the basketball speech. He stood up in there and he said, I want everybody to recognize this guy. And it was a guy that was on his high school basketball, was a freshman or sophomore. And the coach there chose to start this other guy over Jordan, all right? For the first, only one game, he started him up one game. And so Jordan paid for him to come to that night. And he asked him to stand up. And he said, you see this guy right here? He said, that stupid high school coach of mine chose him over me. He said, look what an idiot that coach is now. So to talk about. Yeah. So, you know, different people can do different things and different people can handle honor in different ways. And like I said, I've been in talks about it. One other thing that one of the writers talked about was he says, if you want an example of honor, he says, watch a company you paid to go see. Behind them is fantastic accompaniment singers, people on the piano, the guitars, the whatever the other instruments are that are professionals in their own right. But the focus then is behind the scenes, and typically without a whole lot of glory that goes along with it, right? So supporting roles. So just another way to look at something like that. Let's look at it in conclusion, what it means to honor people and how different ways to honor comes about. And every time I want to quote this guy, I cannot remember the author's name, but it was one of the books. Oh, he was here at the church. One of the Left Behind. Preference to his book said, you know, that his goal from now to the time he died was to take as many people to heaven with him as he possibly can. So in other words, my goal is to evangelize each and every person that I possibly can evangelize. And I think that to me, in the honoring, there's obviously ways to honor you, do things for your friend. But I want to look at it from honoring, being concerned and honor people's souls and be concerned about our souls. But to wrap up right here with that, honoring others means valuing others and letting them know we value them. And I think the same thing holds true when you look at evangelizing sales, you know, and that comes a lot from people here, everything from food pantry to feed and seed, constructor for Christ, any of those things you do, you know, these are things that you do voluntarily and go and help and try to help spread the good word of Jesus Christ by being concerned for their salvation and doing things to help lead them to Christ. Others mean being willing to make sacrifices for them. Exactly what I was just talking about. Honoring others means helping them to, I don't know how to take that one, but honoring others means rejoicing that to achieve success and receive honor. And I would say rejoicing life to Christ. And I know when you talk to the feed and seed people, you know, one of the big, you know, culminations of all that is when you go somewhere and somebody dedicates their life to Christ that day. And you can see the happiness. We obey God's commands and honor all people. We're ultimately honoring, obeying God. And Jesus said this, whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servants will also be. My Father will honor the ones who serve me. Honor, the more honor we give, the more honor we receive. And as we go through this, you know, I think it helps us to learn how to honor, right? Learn what to do when we honor. Thoughts?